have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're so glad you could be with us on today. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. I want to say that again. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. I am super excited to be back another week that we can share the word together. Listen, there's a lot of things in this world that we can do. It's so important to have the word of God. It's so important to maintain your relationship with him. Why am I saying that? The Bible lets us know heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will last forever. So I want you to know that's how important the word of God is in our lives. We are blessed to be able to read a Bible, look at other apps with biblical knowledge, being able to share that knowledge. It is an honor, privilege, and blessing to do so. I just want to say, don't take for granted that which the Lord has blessed you with in a real relationship with him. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on today. I want to send a shout out to you, the listeners, whether you're listening live or by the replay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't take it for granted that you take time to listen in, to share, to do what you do, to help spread the gospel. It's very important. God bless you and your families on today. To our wonderful CEO, visionary, and producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, how we love you, appreciate you. Thank God for you and your family. Praise God for our Elation Radio family. We love you so much on today. And to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., prayers, your love, and your support. We all know nothing would be able to be what it is without our Lord and Savior, Elder Brother Jesus Christ, and of course, to the one who makes it all possible. We thank God for our Abba Father who created us all. Fearfully and wonderfully, we are all made. So we honor all of you on today. For those of you that are listening in for the first time, I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategy to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. As we go forward into this podcast, we don't want to move without the Lord. We ask him to come in to lead us, guide us, and direct us, because we need him. We trust his wisdom, his grace, and his mercy. Will you join me as we pray and ask him to come in and have his divine will and when. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this sacred time carved out in our day to lift you up, to honor you, to praise you for who you are and what you've done in our lives. Thank you for every trial. Thank you for every blessing. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to subject ourselves to your holy will. We ask you to come in and have your divine will and way in this podcast. Show up mightily. Allow someone else to understand you are real. Save on today. Deliver on today. Heal on today. Provide on today. Whatever is needed, God, we come to you for you to fulfill. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, those that are knowing and those that are unknowing. God, have your way on tonight. Be gracious towards us. Breathe on this podcast. Bless Elation Radio. And bless our CEO and our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank you so much for joining us in prayer, for supporting, for loving us. We thank God for you. Today we're going to be studying, because as we know, in September, there are great expectations from the body of Christ for the month of September. Why September? Because his grace is flowing. His power is flowing even the more. There's a place that we come to as we enter every month to worship him and graciously give him what belongs to him. In the month of September, we are believing him to do great and mighty things. Every day we wake up, he has performed a miracle because we are alive. He's given us breath. He's given us strength. He's given us a mind to be able to read the word, hide it in our heart, and be able to know we are in relationship with him. If you don't know anything else when you come into the body of Christ, you know when you connect with him that he is glorified. He is lifted up. And may I say this, that the Bible lets us know if we lift him up, he will draw all men unto himself. So our job is to lift up the name of the Lord, that he may draw. Listen, many people around the world are attracted to and want life's various components for acts. But can I say to you, if you just lift him up, he will draw all men unto himself. That is the greatest prayer that we have, that he be lifted up, that men, women, boys, and girls would be drawn unto him. Let's go ahead in our study. We're going to be studying from Psalm 91. That's Psalm 91. We have been talking about the goodness and the grace of God. I want you to know there are some promises of God that you can count on as a believer. If you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sins, I want you to know it's not too late to get to know him. He is a God that draws us with loving kindness. He's concerned about what we think, how we feel, what we go through in his word. But once you give your life to him, you then become subjected to him and his way of living. Does that mean 100% close your eyes, you're all better? What it means is this: you committed to the process. And that process may be short or it could be a little longer, but the grace of God is real. I want you to know today, as believers, we are blessed to believe in this gospel and know it is real. He will not fail us, and he will not leave us. Let's go to Psalm 91. It begins by telling us, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When we keep ourselves close to him in reading of the word, in prayer, we become in a place called the secret place of the Most High. We are under his feathers. Hallelujah. We under him. We are connected to him. And we learn who he is in that place. Two, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. We have claimed him. We've allowed him to give us the right to call him Abba Father, to trust in what he says through prayer, to listen attentively as we meditate and sit before him, as we cry out to him, we can trust him. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He is going to take care of us no matter what's going on. He knows all about the hurricane. He knows all about the worst things that come upon us. He is in control. When we can't see our way out, he promises to deliver us from the snare of the fowler, to deliver us from our enemies, to deliver us from the harsh ways of this world and from the noisome pestilence. He promised to deliver. Four, he shall cover thee. He shall cover thee. He shall cover with thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth, not what you believe, not what we believe, if it's not according to his word, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. It shall be our protection from the darts of the enemy. It will cover us and keep us, and keep us stable from what this world can throw upon us. It will give us a resting place. I don't know about you, but there are times when we need to be stable enough that our buckler can help us. I need you to remember that no matter what you face, no matter what you go through, he is our shield and our buckler. I know there are things that can seemingly destroy us, but with this gospel, no weapon formed shall prosper. He promised us. You want to talk about the promises of God? Find them in Psalm 91 and stay close to him. Stay connected to him. Allow him to bless you beyond words. Allow him to come in and be what he promised he would be. I'm a firm believer. There are times we know not what his will is if we don't stay connected to him. It's one thing to say, I believe you. It's another thing to live it. It's one thing to say, I believe you. It's another thing to say it. with promises of God, you have to hold them in your heart. You've got to be able to believe them against the odds. You have to know he's going to show up in your situation. His presence alone will wipe out anything that is in the way. When we are in his presence, we experience the fullness of who he is. There's no thoughts about tomorrow. There's the unction of being close. There's the wooing of his Holy Spirit. There is something called closeness, intimacy with him when he is present. It's not for us alone. It is for the body of Christ to come together to understand his presence is more than we could ever imagine. Some people only know him in the realm of the four walls. Then there are others who understand he is with you wherever you go. The intimacy and the closeness that we get from him is from relationship. I often say when we are connected to human beings, I am connected to my husband. I have my spiritual life, which is in the kingdom of God. When I married my husband, I was intimate with him, close to him, and loved him. But here's the thing with the Lord. We are intimate with him. We call him Abba Father. We lift up his holy name. We honor him in his majesty. We remind ourselves of his goodness and his mercy. We thank him for being an all-knowing, all-seeing God. We recognize there is no one greater than him. There is no one greater than him. He rules. He reigns. He is supreme. Besides him, there is no other. This intimacy is needful for a believer. When we come into the kingdom, we don't just come to say, I give you my hand, I give you my heart. We come to serve him. And what he wants from us, we give to him. That respect, that reverence, that place belongs to him. Are we in his presence? Has our prayer life shifted to where we not only ask him to do this and ask him to do that, but we include his heart's desire? Do we pray for souls more than we pray for other things? There are times in our prayers of petitions we need to understand and be mindful that the greatest desire, the greatest heart he has is for souls. This world will know he is Lord. How will they know when his presence is known to them? Have you ever prayed and said, you know, Lord, so many people say, send me a sign, let me know, confirm this for me. And something about the intimacy of the relationship grants you your heart's desire. Maybe it's a song on the radio. Maybe it's a television program. Confirms the prayer that you pray. Maybe it's a neighbor that calls. Perhaps it's your local pastor. And I love it when he sends children to confirm his word. 5, thou shalt not be afraid. 4, the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth. Someone would say, why would you stay in an urban area? It looks troublesome. It looks like there's crime. It looks like that's exactly what Jesus would want us to do. Everybody's assignment is different. I know where I'm needed. I know the things the Lord has promised and done. I love to watch that we've been in this residence for 21, now 22 years. We've seen changes where it was predominantly white to changing to other cultures and learning that everybody was meant to be on this block with what God had blessed us to do. And listen, it became a mission to not only know our name, but because of my husband and my background, to love people where they are. We didn't fear what could happen. Creed and declared what would happen. And when we see that protection has been here in our neighborhood, here in the surrounding areas, we recognize He is God. He has a way of covering us with His feathers, that we are living the promises of God. I often talk about fear is false evidence appearing real. Remember that. It's a smokescreen. The Bible says, thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. True testimony. Some of us would fall apart with our worst fear. For many, that can be many things. It is common to find people that are fearful of snakes. Ever watched a movie and said, man, I couldn't do that. I don't know what I would do if that happened to me. But imagine waking up one day and a snake was in your home. What would you do? Listen, we shall not be afraid of the terror by night, arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. God is with all the things in the world. You couldn't have never told me how a snake could be found in my home. I knew it was spiritual. I did not fear. It was quickly revealed. But this is the thing. God reminded me of these scriptures. Peace was in my soul. And this sometimes will happen to throw you off the promises of God, because He is real. When you are intimate with Him, He is obligated. Thousands shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. It's not going to destroy you. It's not going to affect you. There are many believers that have been shot, that have had something go on with them, but God my Lord, if we can catch this, was with them. Maybe they weren't saved because it came nigh them. No, maybe he's God because he had a greater testimony. He is real. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Don't fret yourself today of things that seem and appear as if the wicked are winning. They are not. They will be seen for their reward. Don't worry about who's in office. Pray. Don't worry about tomorrow. Seek his face. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he said, all these things will be added unto thee. When death is false evidence appearing real to come towards you, and the hand of God and his angels turns it back where it came from, it is his power to show us he is real. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Listen, here's the story. You can't just give him your hand, don't give him your heart, and don't stay. He must become your habit. He must become the place where you rest in him, where you believe in him, where you lift him up, where you trust him no matter what. Habitation, your home is your habitation. It is the place you live that covers you, my God, that keeps you, hallelujah, that allows you to be free. And yet, you understand as a believer, it can't be all that without him. It can be $1 million home. It's just $1 million home without him. It can be the most gracious and luxurious home, but it's nothing without him. It can be what the older folks say, a shack. But listen, when Jesus is in your shack, he can bless it. He can anoint it. He can cover it and fill it with plenty. He is able to do anything but fail. He meets us where we are. I thank him that heaven is, my Lord, heaven is filled with jewels and beauty because he promised it. And on the earth, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to bless us. He knows how to keep us. He knows exactly what he expects to produce out of us. He is our habitation. We can run to him. We don't run away from him. We can call on him, and he's going to answer. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That can't be true, Pastor Michelle. COVID-19 came in. It wiped out people. It this, that, and the other. But our God still remains God. He knows what's in this world. He knows what's coming. He knows about our right now. And he's still Abba Father. I don't care what happens. I don't care what it looks like. We have dominion in decreeing and declaring. He is still God. You're listening to a miracle when they said both of my lungs were filled. And yet I didn't even recognize. I say it because I need you to hear it and understand he is God. The enemy won't affect something he knows you're going to be powerful in by the promises of God. He comes to snipe out that which God has promised you. When your children are acting up, you better pray, do you have a youth ministry, when money is going in crazy direction and you're trying to be faithful to God and you don't know what to do, is your ministry in finances? I'm telling you, you've been hit on one side, down the other, your health is failed. Do you have a healing ministry? There is always an area that the enemy comes for that he knows God is going to do something greater in you. Make sure you stay with the Lord. Make sure you understand in all that has happened, even in death, there are times when people have a grief ministry. Why? Because they grieve and they've been through it. They understand what it's like to see someone in pain, to not be able to always move forward. But yet God has given you peace and allowed you to share his goodness in spite of it all. Perhaps you have a grief ministry. I need us to be mindful because we can get bombarded with so much if we're not careful to stay focused and close to him. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Can I say this to you? Are you fully aware that you have angels to protect you night and day? Oh, I've lived that. I know they protect me and my dwelling place and my habitation. I know they protect our possessions. I know they protect our lives. Let your angels do their job by dispatching them that they can fulfill what these promises in Psalm 91. Let them fulfill this gospel. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. Shalt thou trample under thy feet. Do you know how big a dragon is? Do you understand what a young lion can do? And he tells us in the beginning to not be afraid. He tells us and reminds us he is with us. He tells us and reminds us that no weapon formed shall prosper. To trust in him, to understand all things work together for good. Romans 8 and 28. To those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. Are you the called according to his purpose? Do you trust him in the steps that you are making? Is he leading you and guiding you? When he says, and we read in the word of God, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Not one thing will he not deliver us from according to his word. Many, he didn't say one or two, many are the afflictions of the Lord. But the Lord delivers out of them all. So when we hear the religious folks say, well, you must not be in the Lord, or you must not have hid your hand in God's hand, or you must have done something wrong. Did not Jesus address this matter? Neither this man or his family have sinned. Why is it that we think because someone goes through an affliction, they must not be godly, or they don't have faith, or they're low in their faith, or we whip them with certain scripture? The Bible is clear. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them of them all. We must keep these things in mind, because so often the enemy will attack us with thoughts from people if we don't shut our spiritual ears. The Lord told me the other day in prayer to remind us all, keep your spiritual ears open, hallelujah, and your spiritual eyes open. Pay attention. Things are changing in the world. Things are changing in churches. Things are changing around you. But keep your spiritual eyes open and your spiritual ears open. Open that you can hear when people don't know that you hear what they're not saying, that you can see beyond what the human flesh will appear to be, that you will know that the Lord is speaking when he's talking to you. The only way you're going to know that is if you stay close to him. Because he hath, my Lord, set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. He's going to deliver us. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will, my God, today deliver him and honor him. With my Lord today, long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That is the gospel. That is his word. When we're connected to him, we take him at his word. We take him at his word. That's why you have to know you're in relationship with him. You're in relationship. You relate to him. Because when we do, we can walk through our trials with joy. We can stand on the word to understand his promises. But if you don't know him, you just know his name. Life can swing you from one side to the other. But when you call on the name of the Lord, for the word says in Psalm 91:15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Do you know sometimes people can put you in the grave before they see the hand of the Lord deliver you? But I am a witness, and we have witnesses listening, and there are many that know it ain't over till he says it's over. He's never going to make you a promise he doesn't keep. I knew many people when I was hospitalized that didn't come out. And I cried out unto the Lord. And I understood what I had to face was not for me. It was to be a witness to many in the hospital, doctors, nurses, and people to understand when they didn't go to a local assembly, they could come into my room. And when I'm not supposed to have the breath to pray, God would give me strength to pray for them, to hear them, to still do these podcasts. And had I not told you, you'd have never known. The power of God is real when you trust it. I want to encourage you today. Don't give up time. He hears and he answers. I'm a witness. He delivers. Look at your life. As you've gone through life, he's shown up. He's been what he says because you're still breathing today. You still have the essence of him. He promised you. He never leaves you or forsakes you. I stop by today to remind you, as we go into this month of September, the last day of August, thank him for everything. You hear people talk about their blessings, but do we ever thank him for being our keeper in our trials, for being our protection from all hurt, harm, and danger, for recognizing that without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we could do nothing. I want to read a poem for you to encourage. It is entitled God's Promises. God's promises are precious. God's promises are true. God's promises are completed when his promises are believed by you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's his promise too. Lo, I am with you always, that he will endure. My sheep hear my voice, and I know they will follow me. Only the good shepherd can make that promise. He's the shepherd of the sheep. That's me. I was once a lost sheep, had wandered far from the fold. The kindly shepherd sought me. Now I'm safe in his hold. I trust in his precious promises. I rest in his saving faith. I'm in his hand. He'll not cast me out. I am victor over the grave. Because he's the resurrection and life, I live in him complete, not striving for an uncertain hope, but trusting in his mercy seat. Oh, boundless grace, how glorious, saved by the blood of the Lamb. You ask me how I know he lives, for I've been born again. Isn't that beautiful? That is by Gary James Smith. Listen, the promises of God are real for you and real for me. They're real. They're real. I want you to be encouraged on today. And let's celebrate some beautiful days. It is your birthday month, the month of August. May God bless you. We celebrate you. If you've had a new baby, started a new job, birthed out a ministry, did something wonderful that was an accomplishment for you here at the Just For You podcast. And with Elation Radio, we celebrate you. We recognize there are times when life can be heavy. It can be burdens that weigh us down. We want you to know here at Elation Radio and Just For You, we are praying for you. Prayer is so essential that we can't live without it. So we want to take the time for every podcast to pray, for lifting up the name of the Lord on your behalf. Whether you're listening live or by the replay, we want you to know we are praying. There are times we're going to be in need. We have local establishments and organizations that are here to help. In this time, we are going to lift up the state of Florida and all affected by the hurricane in the St. Louis area for your needs. Maybe you need food. Maybe you need assistance paying rent. Maybe you need other resources. We'd like to remind you of the United Way. In the St. Louis area, we dial 211. If you're in another area across the country, look up the United Way so that you can call the numbers associated with your area. They have an intake specialist that will hear your request and direct you to the right locations and opportunities that are available for your needs. We have Urban League St. Louis, Urban League St. Louis. They not only assist with housing, food, they have many, many programs that will assist you to help you to get reestablished, learn a new trade, do some new things, support in business. You can reach them at ulstl.com. That's ulstl.com. They are preparing for many beautiful events. Please look on their website to see what ulstl.com for you. I also want to remind you, please, please, the Lord has put this heavily on my heart. Please look out for your elderly family members and neighbors. When you don't see a door open, and I'm not talking because the air is on, when you notice they normally are in and out and you can't see them go in or out doors, please take the time to pick up the phone and call or see about them. Too many seniors pass away because maybe they're falling, didn't have a device near them. Please check on our elderly, call them, encourage them, and strengthen them. I also want you to be aware the children are back in school. Please watch in your local areas for any unknown vehicles, things that don't look right. Pay attention. Make sure we are able to protect our children in prayer as well as look out for their well-being as they get on and off the buses and make sure that we keep them lifted up. We also want us to be in prayer for families going through grief. Many times people lose loved ones. It's very hard for them to reconnect. There are many grief support groups there, but prayer is effective. Please remember, people that are losing loved ones, whether they're your local family or neighbors or whoever they may be, continue to pray. I also want you to be aware we have some announcements. We have Kingdom Wisdom Weekly, where you can hear Pastor Donald Wright and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live. This is Monday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Disclaimer, we pray before we go on. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves and pull ourselves out to get on that line. So if you give us a few moments, if we're not there, no, we are praying that the Lord will receive his glory from what he's assigned us to do. On Hallelujah Wednesdays, you can meet us back here for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We have other podcasts in our Elation Radio family. To learn more about us, please visit your digital platforms. Put in Elation Radio. You will find other podcasts, including Just For You. On the fourth Friday of every month, meet the Elation women on Clubhouse. Yes, Clubhouse. We are there sharing wisdom, knowledge, a word from God, as well as encouraging others from the many, many, many backgrounds that we all share. There are people in business, people that are in ministry, as you all know we are. And yet, we take the time on the fourth Friday to make sure we come together collectively to encourage you, the body of Christ, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to connect with our page, From Ashes to Beauty. It's what it's called, From Ashes to Beauty. Please join our group. We'd love to have you there. I want to remind you that we have room for your announcements. Please inbox me on Facebook. That's Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, last name Wright, W-R-I-T-H-T. I will get your announcements and read them on the air. Please send them to me no later than 12 noon on Wednesday so that I may be able to go through them and read them so that others can know in your area what you are doing. I also want to remind you that the summer months are coming up. Many events are taking place. I want you to know that Wake Up St. Louis will be on September 30th in O'Fallon Park, presented by Operation STL. You can find out more about this event, which will have free barbecue, giveaways, and a national artist that will be joining in the city of St. Louis. Please don't forget about it. Mark your calendars for September 30th in St. Louis, Missouri. I also want to go back to the St. Louis County Library. They are more than books and videos. They offer senior services, feedings for children after adults are able to take classes, and it is an awesome place to be to fellowship, grow, learn. Listen, don't go to sleep on your local library. They have information for you. For more information on what's happening in your area at the library, you can contact slcl.org. Listen, that concludes our announcements for the week. We thank you for listening in. We want to pray that the Lord will cover all of us during our times in him and times as we are assigned to do his will, as well as everyday life. We all need him. Listen, I said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't care what position or title you have. We all need the Lord. Don't be so prideful. We can't say, could you pray for me? As a pastor, as one that knows the Lord, I never, ever want to get to the place I can't say, pray for me. So I want us to agree in prayer. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the word on today. Thank you for Dr. Kimmy Robinson, Elation Radio. Thank you for those listening in. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for keeping us all. Now, Lord, let us apply the word to our lives. Don't let us just hear it, read it. Let us meditate on it and live it. Help us to be mindful of those around us. Keep our spiritual ears open, our spiritual eyes open. Let us be good neighbors. Help us to be what we need to be in our local assemblies as well as in the community. Help us to understand titles are wonderful, but serving is greater. Help us to put ourselves in the perspective and the ministry you ordained. And with our elder brother Jesus, as he walked the earth, let us be empowered as he was empowered. Lord, we ask you to save on today, to touch a heart, a mind, to be drawn closer to you. We ask that you will heal and deliver on today. We ask that you will provide in homes, on the street, wherever someone is that needs you in the capacity what they need. And Lord, whether it's mentally, spiritually, financially, physically, oh Lord, we're asking you to touch right now. We pray for Israel. You said to pray for Israel. Lord, we lay them on the altar asking you to cover them in your blood, asking you to strengthen Israel, protect Israel. Be with us as we're praying for Israel. And Lord, would you look on all the nations and those being persecuted, touch today, Lord, that they may know you are with them. And as we pray for leaders across the country, whether they be in government, whether they be in the household of you. We lift all leaders up in whatever capacity. May we all, God, understand we will answer to you. Keep our hearts pure, our minds on you. Help us in the process. We are in this flesh. The Bible says there's no good thing in the flesh. And let us not be in religion, but in relationship that someone else can be drawn to you. Help us today, O Lord. And Father, hear unspoken requests, things that are on the mind that have not been prayed in this prayer. And Lord, forgive us of our sins. Lord, we ask that you cover us, wash us with hyssop, and make us whole and clean, and give us hearts to forgive others that we may be forgiven. Be glorified, O God, and show us your glory, that we be empowered the greater, because we are connected and relating to you. We thank you and we praise you, families, our loved ones. Cover my husband, cover myself as we share in this gospel, as we are depending on you. You're the only one that can do everything you promised. We thank you all as a collective body for your promises. And we invite you to have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Please govern yourself to the announcements. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can email me at leadingwright, L-E-A-D as in Don, I-N-G-W-R-I-G-H-T at gmail.com. Feel free to stop by Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E-W-R. IGHT on Facebook. On Instagram, it's His Blessed Girl. That's His Blessed Girl 7 on Instagram. Please continue to lift me in prayer as we are praying for you. May God bless you. May He cover you and cause His face to shine upon you, keep you in His divine peace and a love on you like never before. We love you. Please join us again as the Lord allows on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. for the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. God bless you and have a very blessed week. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord, for your name.